Tonight's shir, Simen Sadi, Se'if Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. Se'if Yud. Kesha Omeid im HaTzibur, if a person is standing with the Tzibur, the Dav Shmon Esrei, Asur Lo Lahaktam Tfilos L'Tfiya Tzibur, it's forbidden for him to start his Shmon Esrei before everyone else. Elam Kena Shol Veres, unless they're going to miss the Zman. Vein HaTzibur Misbal L'Fisham Ma'arichim V'Yutim, and they're not done Shmon Esrei because they're busy saying P'Yutim. Or the Tzibur Cheres, for whatever other reason, so then he can go ahead of them and Dav Shmon Esrei. Al Balo Shol Veres, but if you're not going to miss the Zman, Yisbal HaP'Yutim, you should say the P'Yutim too. Vatchinas and all the supplications in Metziba with everyone else. Lo yifish Metziba, don't be different from everyone else. Afil lasik with the Torah, you shouldn't be learning the Torah when they're saying piyutim. Ayin le'el simen samaches. Look back at simen samaches. Mishdibur sevkad lamedal imat sibur aser. When you're standing with the sibur, it's aser to daven ahead of them. Aval gav the besif hakoydim kosov. Even though in the previous paragraph he wrote that afil hu beveso, even at home. You should coordinate your tefillah to be when the tzibur davens. That's in order for your tefillah to be accepted. Shemayim. But there is no prohibition against davening before the tzibur davens. But if he's standing with the tzibur in shul and he davens ahead of them, there's an isur as well. If you look in Orchis Chaim, he explains the reason by his davening ahead of everyone else, it's as if he's disgracing their tefillah. And the Gemara is implied that even if his intent is good, he wants to learn. He has a shir with Ravusa, so he wants to daven ahead of the tzibur to get to his shir. He's not allowed. Kosva Bach, the Bach writes, let's say a fellow has to hurry his davening because he's going on a trip. It's better to daven at home than to daven ahead of the tzibur. After the Bishvul Nimut Torah Gavkin Mut Asoskin, maybe if he has a set chavusa, it's also good to daven at home and then learn with his chavusa. Kain Mashar with Sefer Ma'amar Mordechai, and that's what's implied in the Sefer Ma'amar Mordechai. Achsham Ari the Inat Tfilas Musaf, but there he's talking about Musaf. The Efshar, do it in the Shachas. Maybe it's the same thing with Shachas. Vayana come on, Besif Yudches, look at it, Sif Yudches. Sifkan lamen hey lahaktem tefilasa. You can't start Yishmon Esrei ahead of everyone else. Vafilu roitz let's say schus beisik nesses. Even if he wants to step outside the shul, he can't do that either. Can't kasev magen avam b'shem rivash. So writes the magen avam. Abesef my mordechai kasev the aim of the rivash raya. My mordechai says you can't prove anything from the rivash. Umask the aim lo iser de makten tefilasa. He writes in conclusion that if you step outside, that's not called being makten yitfilo to the tzibur. The love shaper of it, but it's not nice to mafsim yit tefilas tzibur because the ma'aser you don't have tefilas tzibur. Sifkan lamavav hasha overes. If they're going to miss the zman tefilah, that's a different story. Mashma da'oz tefilah beisik nesser. Sure, the implication is in shul in front of everyone else, you can start yishman esrei because they're going to miss the zman. Vechemuchach loshen tamid ben yonah. That's clear in the language of the students of ben yonah. Va'bach pasuk the bach paskins dafka shezman katzak kolkach. It means there's so little time left that if he left shul to go home to daven, he'll miss his man. But if there is time, he should rather go home and daven there than daven in shul in front of everyone while they're saying piyutim. Isa b'gemara, the Gemara says, if a person has a weak heart, he could daven at home before the tzibur, but in shul he's not allowed to. Vayin Simen Kuf Yadal Sif Beis, the Imu Choylo Onus Af Beis Knesset Shari. In Simen Kuf Yadal, they say that if he's a Choylo, if he's ill or an Onus, even in Shul Kedav in the head, Kain Kosva Bach or Pisha Shom, so writes the Bach and the Pisha. So if Yud Aleph, Mi Shiesh Lo Beis Knesset Be Yiro Vein or Nichnas Bar Lis Balel, a person has a Shul in his city and doesn't go to Davin there. Nikra Shochein Ra, he's called a bad neighbor. The Gurim Golus Lo Ulabanov, it causes exile for him and his children. Mishtabur Sukan Yud Zain, Lamed Zain, Sheyesh Lo Vechulo. Vim Yesh Debat the Knesios Beer, let's say there are two shuls in his town. Tovlech Lar Choyka, there's a Maila advantage to go to the further shul, Kisachar Pesios Yesh, because he gets reward for the steps he takes to go to shul, and he takes more steps to get to the further shul. Sivkan Lamaches, Nikra Shachin Ra Vechulo. This is the behavior of bad neighbors. They won't go to each other's home. Even if you don't have a minion, the stomach katani just says you don't go to shul. You're a shachin ra. Is that where it's because I'm not sure if there's no minion if you really have an obligation to go to the shul. If there's a minion in his house, and Davin's there with a minion, we're not going to call him a Shachin Ra. Because if you have a minion, the Shechina is there. However, you still have not fulfilled the obligation of davening in shul by making a minion in the house. Unless you make the place where you're davening set for davening, and then it gets the kedusha of the makom. It's called a shachin rav chulo. It's a pasuk in the Navi Yirmi Kapitel Yud Beis. Kamar Hashem al kol shechinai haroim. So says Hashem on all my bad neighbors. Hini notshame al admasam. I will take them and throw them out of their land. And that's why the oynish of not going to shul is galus for him and his children. Let's say someone does get up early and goes late in the evening for shul to daven with the minion in Beis Knesses. He'll merit long life. As it says, Ashri Adam Shemei Ali Lishkar Al Dosasa Yom Yom. The pasuk in Mishlei says, fortunate is the one who listens to me, who goes by my doors day in, day out. Ukasiv acharov, it says, after it, ki motzi motzo chayim v'gomer. Those who find me find life. Se'if yud beis. Mitzvah larutz kishaholech lebeis ha'knesses. It's a mitzvah to run when you go to shul. V'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah. And so is true with every dvar mitzvah. Afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, sh'os lef sub tzi gas, you're not supposed to take big steps, you're allowed to run to go to shul. Aval kashiyetze beis ha'knesses, but when you leave shul, asur larutz, you're not allowed to run. Mishtabura sifkatan mem. Mitzvah, v'chulu. Shenemar, like it says in Pasuk, v'neida nir defal das as Hashem v'goymer, Pasuk of the Navi Hosea, that we're going to run to know Hashem. V'mizen nilmat, from here we learn, t'kol shken sheish li zoyer oz, shol la'amod be'em saderech la'siyachim chaver be'ezachev si atzmo. That if he's going to shul or going to do a mitzvah, he should not stop in the middle of the road to talk to someone about any personal things. This will cause him misbaruch or miskedusha. If you look in the Prisha, he writes, the main mitzvah to run is close to shul. And then people know he's running for shul, not for any other reason. Then in the morning when he goes with talis and tefillin, tamid minko, it's obvious to everyone he's going to shul. But don't run in the streets where non-Jews go up and down the streets as well. Sifkad mem alf, lo rutz to run ad pesach beis ha'knesses to the doors of the shul. Or beis ha'knesses atzma, but in the shul itself, asur lo rutz, it's forbidden to run. Eliyech be'emah, a person has to go with a sense of awe. And a person has to mechanech his children. You don't run in shul. Sifkatan mem beis, b'shabbos she'asur. Shabbos, you can't take big steps, but you still let it run to shul. Even on a weekday, if you take big steps, the Gemara says it takes away 1/500th of his vision.
Does big steps mean the length of the stride or the speed of walking?
Shir Pesia Gasa, Morgan Avram says, you walk more than an Amma in one stride. To walk more than an Amma in one stride is Pesia Gasa. Sifkad Mem Gimel, Asur Lorutz, you're not allowed to run. Velo lifsar psia gasa, when you leave shul, you can't run or take big steps. Lifi shemar atzmo she'iku beis ha'knesses dermel of kamasu, because it shows that having been in shul and staying in shul was a burden that he's running to get away. When do we say this? Kasholech lasak, if he's leaving shul to go to work. Aval im yotzei amanas lachzav, if he's leaving shul and he plans to come right back, mitzvah lovutz, it's a mitzvah to run. Tilachzal maher, so he gets back quicker. Or if he's going from shul to Beis Medrash, he'd be allowed to run as well. So the idea that you can't run when you leave shul is when you're running from shul to do some kind of personal activity, but not when you plan on coming right back where you're going to Beis Medrash.